Across the country, there are efforts underway to lure young people away from gangs. One program in Boston has taken a unique approach, paying former gang members to go back to school and then on to college. Fred Tice from WBUR explains how it works.
Mark Culleton has some big ambitions. He'd like to end gang-related violence, and he's starting in the Boston neighborhood of Dorchester. Culleton's target, the most disruptive people in inner-city neighborhoods, gang members.
Engaging them and moving them from the corner to college. So really this idea that what makes a quote-unquote bad neighborhood is really a small group of highly disengaged, highly disruptive young people, usually involved in gangs, but that want to do something positive.
Culleton founded an organization called College Bound Dorchester. It hires mentors who have experiences similar to kids in gangs to help former gang members get their GEDs and then into community colleges.
Kids rise to the expectations you set for them. So we're the only program in the country focused on gang-involved youth that has college as a baseline expectation.
College Bound Dorchester pays ex-gang members to go to college. 36 students get $400 a week now. 20 are in community college. Another 10 are expected to join them next month. Matt Jackson is one of those being paid to go to college. He decided to get out of gang life after his daughter's mother was killed.
Gang shooting. Basically, she was an innocent bystander. And, you know, the only thing I was trying to figure out was, like, how could I provide for my daughter?
Jackson realized he could not go back to jail. The stipend enables him to focus on his studies without worrying about supporting himself and his daughter. He's now finished his first semester at Bunker Hill Community College in Boston. He's 34. He grew up in the projects of Boston's South End until he went to prison at 17.
Growing up, basically in my neighborhood, what we did was sold drugs. We didn't look at it as a game, you know, because we all, you know, were neighbors. Like, you know, we're all kids, we played on the same basketball teams, football teams, went to the same school. Those are my friends, like, for real, like, people I've really known since first, second, third grade. Drugs were known to us, like, a lot of our parents used or sold them.
College Bound Dorchester showed him another way.
Like, as long as people could, like, be reached and see that there's something else, I feel like, man, you know, especially, quote-unquote, gang members won't, you know, partake in the things that they do.
On a drive with Mark Culleton, College Bound Dorchester program coordinator Ismail Abdul-Rashid rattles off the geography of Boston's gangs as we pass through their territories.
7 Ave, 700, Buckshot, Wainwright.
He will name dozens of groups over the course of two evenings. He says most have several members whom College Bound Dorchester has served over the last 18 months. Culleton explains that it's at the corners that the violence is concentrated.
There's gaps and nothing really happening, and then you'll get to a certain area and there's like 6, 7, 8 small crews all within, you know, 5 or 6 blocks.
Right.
So it makes for a pretty volatile-like situation.
We come up on one such intersection when Abdul-Rashid notices that one of his students has not shown up in a while.
Mike, what's up with you, man? Come on, come on, man. What's up with you? Take my number, man.
All right.
Come on, man. When you coming back, man?
As soon as I can get up in there. Monday. All right, because I ain't going to lie. I've really been...
Monday. All right, be good now. Yeah. See, that's the work. I mean, we always, you know, bump into our students.
Now he's recently been released, so now we have to re-engage him and get him reconnected, you know. Very bright young man. Has everything, you know, that he needs academically to be able to transition and be successful on a college campus. It's just the attitudinal stuff, you know. The soft skills that we have to actively engage them around, you know, the efficacy and the self-discipline.
College Bound Dorchester is working with Northeastern University and MIT's J-PAL Poverty Action Lab to evaluate how effective the program is. Ben Struhl, who manages the Poverty Action Lab's crime and criminal justice programs, is optimistic.
We have a lot of exciting research that shows it is possible to make a difference in the lives of older youth and even adults who might be at risk of committing crime and violence.
Cognitive behavior therapy has proved to be effective in reducing gang violence in Chicago, and summer jobs have proved to be effective at reducing violent crime beyond the summer in Chicago and New York. On another night driving the streets of Dorchester, Ismail Abdulrashid says the same yearning that gets these young people into gangs can be used to save them from gangs.
You know, they want to belong to something, a sense of belonging.
If this intervention works here in Boston, Mark Culleton hopes his college-bound program can be a model for other cities.
This is a group that has the potential to end generational urban poverty in America in a very real way.
For Here and Now, I'm Fred Tice.